But anyway, I made a good movie because I signed a release. Remember the movie we made, Robert?
I do not.
Just look at the tree. Remember that shot at the end of our interview? Because they filmed our interview. When you walked up, I was giving an interview already to some college students that were making...
Oh, right, on the bridge, you mean.
Right, right. I was giving...
That was about 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Right, when the squeezing was being done, when it was squeezed down to two, we were there, because one of the lines...
Two phases right. That were left of the Benchlands campground.
One of the borders was right under the bridge where we were standing. So it was interesting. We did good. I signed a release, so they're going to use most of it.
And I think the main videographer was actually at the Huff meeting today. You should, if you can make it to a Huff meeting, come and check it out. Okay. She shows up regularly. Rita, her name is.
Right, right, right. Okay, I will. When's the next one?
Thursday at 10:45.
Today's Thursday. Am I late?
Next Thursday.
Yeah, I'm not.
Unfortunately, yes, you are late. My apologies.
Hey, Dan. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing a professional interview, so don't...
A very amateur. Amateur.
Dan is a new guy. He was the coffee guy down at Lot 27 when we were there, and has turned out to be consistently kooky, and so he fits right in.
Consistently kooky. I like it.
Plus, I show up every now and then.
We call him Hammock Hank.
I was hanging in my hammock today.
Yeah. See what I mean?
How have the police been treating you, Hammock Hank?
How the police?
Good. I've been hiding.
They don't seek you out.
Right. Homeless Persons Health Project found me a place.
Very good. How long did it take for them to do that?
Well, in my mind, it took years because I was still being diagnosed and. Beginning the process of getting on Social Security.
Did you require you required a diagnosis in order to get any kind of income?
Yes, I did.
Right.
Yes, I did.
So it is.
It's wonderful to have an advocate when you go into the Social Security
Administration.
Yeah, because it's designed for people to give up and fail. Give up.
Well, that's the way of saving money. It's prudent, very prudent.
Yeah.
We don't want to, deprive the middle class of what little it still has. And what about those upper class people who need more to invest?
They need their PPP loans.
I PP on those laws myself, yes. Any experience in the last... Were you in the Benchlands at any time or not?
He was helping.
A lot... But not living there.
Not a resident.
Not a resident.
Right. Were you around on Wednesday after the Benchlands final clearing or not? That's when Dreamcatcher was moving his...
I was there during the final...
You were there during the final clearing, but after the final clearing, the day later, when people were on the path with their stuff.
I looked over and saw it, but I didn't go over there.
Sounds like me, actually.
So
you left poor Dreamcatcher in the lurch. Had you been there...
Almost.
Yeah.
He did help me push my trailer up.
Had I been there, had either of us been there.
He did help me push my trailer up the hill a couple of times. Yes, he did.
We will remember that in Hades when you and I both appeared.
He was split between two lovers, Ernie and I. So
Torn between two lovers.
Yeah, Dan did his best to help. He did.
I should have probably stolen that bike and trailer.
You could have been a contender, son.
Yes.
You're too damn honest. That's one of the problems.
Yeah, too damn honest. There we go.
Dreadeye, any comments while you walk by?
No, I've got my license back, so things are looking okay for me. I've still got to go to court, but that looks like it's going to work out in my best interest.
Good, and of course, millions of dollars will be coming in lawsuits at some point.
At some point, yeah, right. All right.
Thank you, Dreadeye.
No worries.
All right. Well, Dreamcatcher, I have a... Well, she looks like she's all right, waiting in the car. Anything that You want to say on behalf of these people who have died that you remember about them that, I don't know, might be worth hearing for people who either knew them and those who didn't.
Yes, they were considered probably some part of the family, okay? There's some that are drinkers, there's some that are smokers, and there's some that are...
Fentanyl smokers.
Yeah, I'm trying to just generalize that there's different camps.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, but we all try to get along. There's a code there, you know, don't steal, you know, don't rip people off. You know, it's not always, you have a lot of abuse and addiction, so that happens all the time. I saw a lot of weird stuff, you know. I saw the guy burn up in the tent. We didn't know there was a guy in there, though. We saw somebody escape, and we thought, you know, everything's cool, but then when the fire was over, there was bones in there. That happened about 50 feet away from me and my friend. We didn't know what to do, you know. Then, you know, people get in fights down there, and, you know, relationships are always yelling every night the same thing about the same thing. It was two, you know, very close quarters. But the people who died, I knew of all of them. I had a few that I knew that I liked that were friends. I don't, missing them is, you know, there's hardly anybody that I wouldn't not miss. I was going to say that I would miss. You know, Ricardo that passed away, I don't miss him because he abused me many times. And a couple other people that I, you know, like Chief and his brother.
They're about people who died some years ago.
Yeah, but these are the same things that are going on. You know, I piss on their graves, you know. I'm not afraid to say that. But there's some people that it was a mistake that they died, like my friend up there at the golf land. 3 days after we get there,
his name?
I think it's Nathan. He was a Nathan. He was becoming my friend because we met down at the bench land before we went up to the golf land. Okay, this is up to the armory, next to the armory.
When was this?
This was 2 years ago, just as COVID was hitting. This it was about this time 2 years ago. 3 years ago, I guess. 2 years or 3 years ago?
March of 2020.
Okay, yeah. 2 years ago, we moved up there because of Jeremy's ability to organize a free camp. You know, no curfews and you know, just behave yourselves, you know, with you know, a shower and a few meals. That's all we need. And the policy of no more than two tubs outside your tent, you know, that can work. Everything inside your tent with just maybe a closet to sleep in, well, that's on you. It's inside the tent. You know, nobody has to look at it or deal with it, and they might have to smell it after a while. And these tents, you know, are only one-season tents. You know, every time you take that tent up and put it down, there's a season. Every time you put that tent up and take it down, there's another season. So if you do that five times a week, there's five seasons in one tent. And a tent, if you really use one season, like we did these big old cubies, you can almost blow through them and put a hole in them. The material deteriorates very quickly. It's a drag because you can't use it again because it tears. It just falls apart. The zippers wear out. If you're not careful on those zippers, I mean, then the rats. When you can't make your tent secure, the rats will be crawling all over your face almost. You know, there they are. 60 rats I saw in one tent at one time.
Now, your tent, which I visited right before, the day before, 2 days before the Tuesday event of the final demolition, was it secure from rats?
No.
And have you set up, you haven't set up a tent since, you've been outside or you've been able to set up a tent?
I have a portable tent with me.
It's difficult for you to, because of your medical condition and your strength.
My just straight up disability, man. I teeter and weeble and wobble all the time now. My my condition's worsening, it seems. I was trying to pull a piece of wood off a pallet to burn, and I heard there's an audible pop in my back, and yeah, it feels like someone socked me with a 2x2 straight into my lower spine. Yeah, I'm in bad shape right now. Not too much pain. I try to stay off my feet as much as possible. I need to be indoors. I need to be in a place where I'm done with this. I'm 63. Things will take care of themselves out here. I could probably do better, with my artwork, because it's pretty good,
I like it. A little repetitive, feathers, Rorschachs, questionable automobiles, I don't know, still.
I gotta stay within my
your expertise.
Well, my subject matter. You see, the reason why I draw these things is because it wasn't what everybody else in prison was drawing. Tits and pussy and girls and
weenies.
Not so much weenies.
No weenies.
Usually the hyenas and the towers and the barbed wire and the hearts. Okay, I signed this one for you. Thank you. And I appreciate you, Robert. And I hope we can make a good movie out of that, what those girls got. Because I had the safest Occupy that existed, because, all the cops knew me. And they worked things out. There wasn't ever a problem except amongst ourselves. And we didn't have a physical confrontation with the police of the city or wherever we were at. Everybody else did.
This was during the Benchlands era.
The Benchland Occupy.
Yeah. When you mention Occupy, I would think of 2011 Occupy.
Right, that's what I was talking about.
That would be, 11 years ago.
Right. I've been celibate that long. Actually. Yes, that's the one I'm talking about.
Oh, okay, so you're talking about a different era, actually.
No, I'm talking about when the one I was the head honcho of here just recently with all the college kids and everything, and we broke into the bank, remember? You guys did, I didn't. But anyway.
Well, I didn't, but I was reporting on it for sure.
Yes, and I was standing there watching it, and I was invited in, but I'm glad I didn't come in because I already got two strikes. That could have struck me out. Yeah, it could have. I'm lucky. So anyway.
Is this finished, or should I leave it with you to finish?
Give me just another hour.
Well, I'm going to be gone until I see you again. If that is still around, if it survives.
I'll make sure it is, because I'm going to go get some lacquer right now.
And make sure you also, not just sign it, but make sure you date it as well. We want to make sure we know when this historic work happened.
2022, and I'll put 09. No, 011. There you go.
So it would be actually 11-11. 11-10. That's because today's the 10th of November.
Okay.
It's Veterans Day, I might add.
Oh, really?
That's what they say. We celebrate all the murders and all the killings. It's wonderful.
I'm
trying not to hold it against you.
Okay.
You can't. I don't know. No, I'm not going to hold it. I don't hold it against you, actually.
Well, if you did, I'd probably hold on to it for a minute.
There you go. Definitely don't keep it.
I can hold it for a minute, but I won't keep it.
Other people's opinions, who gives a shit?
Yeah.
My goodness.
That's a good idea. All the time is. That's good.
And I will see you whenever I come down again. It might not be for a while, though. And I may, if I don't find you.
You'll find me here every day. Because I'm under the parking garage on not Locust, but behind this old Starbucks. That's where we sleep, and we're okay. And that young man that they got, the community
service officer,
service crash dummy,
Piasowski.
He's good. He's good. I saw the senior officer with that would back him up if anybody was going to give him any trouble. I like that, and he stayed back, and I think he recognized me. And I'm going, and I was in the middle of making coffee, so I was already in the process of packing up, which was cool because I know that's what we're supposed to do. And he had a smile and everything. He seems like a geek and a nerd, but he's a good choice for that job because he is totally, truly
Plus, I left it in the car.
Trying to be cool with us, you know, and be nice and wake us up appropriately and let us know what, you know, what's appropriate and the rules and everything. And he's not there to write us a ticket, but there's an officer standing right over there behind him, full gear, okay, and I know what that's about. But, you know, there's a lot of idiots out here.
The compassionate Wehrmacht terror. Yeah, I am familiar with that kind. We will be careful not to have any too many of those. You cannot be too careful with these homeless types.
That's true. I'm not the typical.
No, you're not. You're one of the few. But others, we do not care for them. We do not want them here. We must eliminate them like the vermin that they are.
We need them in a homeless cage project.
Cages are very good, but they...
They can live for free, get everything for free, produce everything themselves. All right.
They must have little wheels that they can run on as well, you know.
Spin something, you know. I'm not going to hold their pee-pee for them, you know. I'm not going to go that far, but you know what? This project that I heard, they were building one of these buildings for homeless people that just want to move into a place and has a working toilet and water and free heat and... What their hobbies are going to be are...
Gummies.
Yes, I love them. Too friendly. What their hobbies are going to be are just getting high, which...
And on that note, we're going to leave the loquacious Dreamcatcher. Any final words, Dreamcatcher?
I'm as sincere as I'm capable of at the moment. I'm kind of mad. I'm kind of sad. I'm surviving, but it's hard. I'm not thriving like I was. You know, thriving, I mean, you know, having one for a friend, whatever I got. But anyway, I'm on good terms with this community, and I try to do the best I can when Robert puts this microphone in my mouth.
And you get to judge yourselves whether he succeeds. Thank you, Dreamcatcher.
You're welcome, sir.
And Dan, say goodbye, or shall I call you Hammock Harry, or whatever the hell?
Hammock Hank.
Hammock Hank.
Grateful Dan. Yeah,
Grateful Dan.
Great.
Thank you, Dan.
Have a good morning.
And that's all we have time for on this particular edition of Bathrob Spears Broadsides. But let's go out with a song. Plutonium Is Forever by John Hall.
Sort of a Caribbean no nuke song. Wondering if mankind is cursed, he's ruining the sky and the ocean even worse. But I'll predict the cause of his eradication from the earth. Oh, plutonium is forever. Now oil slicks someday will disappear. We'll stop dumping PCBs in a few years. But there is one pollutant that we should really fear. Oh, plutonium is forever. But will it go away? For Afropos is never. It will be here past too late. Yes, plutonium is forever. Now carbon monoxide can only steal your breath. Asbestos poisoning give the workers a horrible death. The aerosol and the Concord make sure there's no ozone left. But plutonium is forever.
John!
Never. plastic bag.
Yes, plutonium is forever.
Now some want the oil company to have to face divestment, and some want the utility to be denied the rates adjustment. But now they're all after plutonium, that think it's such a good investment, because plutonium is forever.
Take it away!
Plutonium is forever. Plutonium is forever.
Yeah, that was from the No Nukes album. Here are the words, because some of the lyrics even I couldn't understand. Everyone's wondering if mankind is cursed. He's running the sky and the ocean even worse. But I'll predict the cause of his eradication from the earth. Oh, plutonium is forever. Now, oil slicks someday will disappear. We'll stop dumping PCBs in a few years. But there is one pollutant that we should really fear. Oh, plutonium is forever. But will it go away for our purposes? Never. It will be here past today. Yes, plutonium is forever. Now, carbon monoxide can only steal your breath. Asbestos poisoning gives the workers a horrible death. The aerosol and the Concorde make sure there's no ozone left. Now, some want the oil companies to have to face divestment, and some want the utility to be denied the rate adjustment. But now they're all after plutonium. They think it's such a good investment, because, plutonium is forever. Take it away. Who knows? Maybe I'll have some more on the devastating and depressing effects of the latest election, but it's nothing, really, that we couldn't expect, so... Well, get out there, and if you see things happening on the streets, do give me a call if they're around homeless issues or issues of abuse around the police or other authorities, discrimination, stuff that the mainstream media and the political establishment is ignoring. Interests me. Get in touch. 831-423-4833. Thanks. Bye-bye.